ליאור, ברוך הבא, ברוך הבא. ברוכים הבאים, רבותיי. ראש חודש טוב ומבורך, ראש חודש טוב ומבורך. So, we are in Pirkei Avot, Perek Bet, Mishnah. We just finished reading Mishnah Zayin. We said a few words on Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Chet begins by saying, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai kibel mehilel umishamai. Now, I want to focus on that sentence itself, but first we'll read the Mishnah and at least get the Musar that Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai wants to tell us. Hu haya omer, he would say, Im lamata Torah harbe, al tachzik tova'a le'atzmecha ki lekach nutzarta. If a person learned a lot of Torah, and he's an expert in learning, and he knows a lot, al tachzik tova le'atzmecha. Don't give yourself so much credit. Ki lekach nutzarta, because that's the reason for which you were created. You know, imagine a person would come and say, Abotai, I deserve a lot of kavod, a lot of credit. I go to work, I make a livelihood, I got married, I have children. Where is the applause? Where is the credit? So people would laugh at him. What do you mean credit? That's what you're supposed to do. That's what human beings do. That's what you came to this world to do. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai says, someone who takes credit for learning Torah is the same thing. A Jewish neshama came down to this world to accumulate and to absorb more and more knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we are here. We're here to come close to Hashem. And the ultimate way of coming close to Hashem is by becoming one with His mind. And when we learn Torah, we are absorbing Hashem's mind. We are connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind. That's what the Baal HaTanya writes. And that's the inyan of learning Torah. Ki lekach notzarta, that's our purpose. There's another pirush. Al tachzik tova le'atzmecha. Tova means Torah. En tov ela Torah she'ne'emar ki lekach tov natati lachem torati al ta'azovu. If a person learns Torah, al tachzik tova le'atzmecha. Don't hold it for yourself. Don't be stingy with your Torah. Rather, give it to other people. Ki lekach nitzarta means don't think that you were born in this world to learn on your own and that's it. No. Lilmod al menat lelamed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to convey the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to give over to other people, first and foremost to our families, to our children, to students, to our friends, to our surroundings. That's the purpose for which we have to remember that if we heard a nice chidush of Torah and we were inspired, the inspiration itself is a siman that it was given to us in order to inspire others. Because you know, there's a human tendency that when he's inspired with something, he rushes to give it to other people. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. I know we spoke about a certain point in regards to that a while ago. We said a person shouldn't rush. First, let yourself absorb it more. Don't empty it out immediately on other people. It's important to first delve into it and absorb it more. That's a very important point. But ultimately, ki lekach notzarta, a person is given Torah, share it with others. Al tachzik tova le'atzmecha. And there's much more to say on this Mishnah, these holy words of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. But the truth is, I want to focus a little bit on a technicality. Baruch haba, Rabbi Shlomo. I want to focus on a technicality here in the beginning of the Mishnah. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai kibel mehilel umishamai. So you'll allow me. How do they say? You'll indulge. And I don't know how they use that word. But, you know, allow me, just bear with me to share with you a feeling I have here on this Mishnah, on this beginning here. Because the truth is, if you look into it, it seems out of order. What do I mean? If you remember in the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, we had a line, a lineage of tradition of the Torah. We started with Anshe Knesset HaGedolah. Remember? That was the first Mishnah. The Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, Im Ameru Shelosha Devarim. Okay. Then we moved on the next Mishnah to Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik Haya Mishiyare Knesset HaGedolah. All right, very nice. Antignos Ish Socho Kibel Mishimon HaTzadik. Yafe Meod. And then from Antignos Ish Socho, who were those who received from him? Yossi ben Yoezer, Ish Tzereda, and Yossi ben Yochanan. Meaning, from a little bit after Anshek, the time of Anshek and Estagdola, the Tkufa of the Zugot began. Zugot means the pairs of Tanaim. The early Tanaim, they were known as the Zugot. You had the Nasi and the Avbedin. They were the two Gedolei Hador, the two leaders of the generation in Torah. So the first ones were Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan. And then we see in the next Mishnah, they gave it on to Yoshua ben Perachia and Itai Ha'arbeli. They gave it to Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach. And they gave over the Torah to Shemaiah ve'Avtalion. And who did Shemaiah ve'Avtalion give the Torah to? Who were their Talmidim? Hillel and Shammai. So Hillel and Shammai are in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Bet. So there we have teachings from Hillel. Remember, Heve mitalmidav shel Aharon, and then we Imenani limnili, and those words of Hillel Azaken. And then we learn from Shammai, right? Heve mikabelet kol adam besever panim yafot. Wonderful, wonderful. Then what's the next Mishnah? Tetzain Rabban Gamliel Omer. Remember, I told you that we have a few Rabban Gamliels. We have Rabban Gamliel, who was the son of Hillel. Hillel had a son who also became a Nasi, and he was Rabban Gamliel. Remember, the lineage of Hillel, Hillel's dynasty, his ancestry, went all the way to David HaMelech. Hillel came from David HaMelech, so the Nesi'im, Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and then eventually Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, okay? These were all descendants of David HaMelech. So they were Nesi'im for a good reason. So here we have Rabban Gamliel. And then in the next Mishnah you have Shimon, the son of Rabban Gamliel. Who is Rabban Shimon Gamliel? That's the end of Perek Aleph. So what do you expect? You expect that Perek Bet will continue the line. Will begin with the Talmidim of Rabban Shimon Gamliel. It does, in a way, start off like that. How did the second perek begin? Rabbi Omer. Who is Rabbi? Ah, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, he came from Rabban Gamliel, from Rabban Shimon Gamliel, from Hillel. Okay, very good. And then, who was the son in Mishnah Bet? Who was the son of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi? In Mishnah Bet, we have Rabban Gamliel, Beno Shel Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi Omer. So far, so good. So far, beautiful, right? Now, see, the thing is that a little bit after Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, in fact, one or two generations after him, already began the era of the Amoraim, the Chachmei Agmara. Now, the Chachmei Agmara, they're not to be found in the Mishnayot. So you're not going to hear a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot saying, Abaye says like this, or Rav Papa says like that. No, you don't hear that because it's Tanaim, it's Mishnayot, it's only for Tanaim. So we understand, obviously, that the Mishnayot could not just, you know, continue to the next generation. So what's happening over here? Rabban Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, taught his teachings, okay? And then he said, Hu haya omer. He began teaching us things that he said. And then Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi quoted Hillel. Hillel Omer al tifrosh min hatzibur. Are we going back? Are we rewinding now? Are we, you know, going back to in seven generations all the way back to Hillel? Is that what's going on? So at first, you know, you're okay with it. Rabban Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, is teaching us certain words that he knows, that he received by tradition, that his great-great-grandfather Hillel HaZaken said. That's beautiful. Okay? So we had a few teachings of Hillel. Afura agul golet achat. So far, I think Hillel dominates Pirkei Avot. That's what it looks like. I mean, most of the Mishnayot is Hillel. So far, here we are in the middle of Perek Sheni. Now we come. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai kibel mehilel v'shamay. Oh, it sort of looks like the Mishnayot fast forwarded the descendants of the Nesi'im, and now it goes back to go slowly in accordance with the line of the Talmidim of Hillel v'Shamay. Who was the main Talmid, the great Talmid of Hillel HaZaken? And that is Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. So I would like to spend a few minutes talking about Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. So I'm going to share with you what Rav Ovadia Yosef writes in his Sefer Anaf Etz Avot. And he writes on page Kuf Yud Dalet. On page Kuf Yud Dalet, he writes the following. Listen to this. Ita bebaba batra kuf lamed dalet. Amru alav al Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Gemara in Baba Batra kuf lamed dalet. It's also a Gemara in Masechet Sukkah. Tells us that they said about Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shelo hiniach mikra mishna ugmara halachot veagadot. דקדוקי תורה ודקדוקי סופרים, קלין וחמורין, גזרות שוות, תקופות וגמטריאות, משלי כובסים, משלי שואלים, שיחת שדים, שיחת דקלים, שיחת מלאכי השרת, מעשה המרכבה והוויות דהוויה ורבה, לקיים מה שנאמר להנחיל אוהבה יש מאוצרותיהם המלא. In one sentence, רבן יוחנן בן זכאי did not leave one word of Torah that he did not master. He mastered the entire Kol HaTorah, Kol HaTorah, everything. From top to bottom, everything, you name it, Halachot, Agadot, all the way to Havayot. What's Havayot de'Abaye v'Rava? Literally, Havayot de'Abaye v'Rava means the Kushiot, the give and takes, the Shakla v'Taryas of Abaye and Rava. In one word, we know that as Talmud. That's the Gemara. That was the nickname that they used to have then to the Gemara. The Gemara is known as Havayot, the Kushiot and answers of Abaye and Rava. So in other words, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai knew everything. He knew everything. And by the way, the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah tells us that Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was not the biggest Talmid of Hillel. He actually was the smallest one. He was the smallest Talmid. You know who was the biggest one? Yonatan ben Uziel. Yonatan ben Uziel, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Sukkah that when he would sit to learn, A bird would fly over the head of Yonatan ben Uziel. The bird would, you know, go to his next world, go to Olam Abay, would be burnt on the spot. That's the kedusha of the Torah of Yonatan ben Uziel. Okay, Tosfot writes there because the learning of Torah that Yonatan ben Uziel learned was semechim kintinatan behar Sinai. It was filled with joy and with the same fire as the time when the Torah was given on Har Sinai. So that fire is what consumed any bird that would fly over. You know, there's a famous joke. I'm sure you heard it many times. It's not really a joke. Not really. We don't say jokes over here. But it's something amusing. And I'm sure you heard it. Someone once came to Rav Meir Shapira. Rav Meir Shapira Milublin is known as the one who he founded the Daf Yomi, right? Rav Meir Shapira. So someone once came and asked him, can you tell me what's the difference between Hasidim and Mitnagdim? Yeah? Those who are Hasidim and those who are against the Hasidim. Well, in one sentence, can you tell me what's the difference between them? So Rav Meir Shapira told him this Gemara in Masechet Sukkah about Yonatan ben Uziel, that he would, you know, learn Torah and a bird would fly over his head and would get burnt. So a Hasid, what is he going to say when he hears this Gemara? Wow! What Kedusha! What holiness! Such holiness of learning! Look at that! The fire! A Mitnaged, Ken? A Litvak, what is he going to say? He's going to say, but one second, we have to think. Is he Chayav to pay for the bird or not? He's going to right away learn Dine Mamonot B'Shlosha, Choshen Mishpat. This bird, is it Chayav to pay or not to pay? So that's the difference. That's Yonatan ben Uziel, how he would learn Torah. And the Gemara tells us in Sukkah, that was the biggest Talmid. Who was the smallest? Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. And this Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, he didn't leave any halacha, any agada, any digdug, any kal vachomer, any gezer hashava, any gematarya that he did not know. Some gematariyot that people make up today, I'm sure he didn't know. He for sure didn't think of those type of gematariyot. Aval, all the valid ones, all those that are substantiated by the Torah, of course, he knew. Also, the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah tells us about Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shem yamav lo sach sichat chulin, velo halach arba amot belo Torah ubelo tefilin. He never spoke idle chatter. He didn't walk four steps without Torah and without tefillin. Velo kidemo adam bebet hamidrash. He was always the first one in the Bet HaMidrash. Velo yashan bebet hamidrash lo shenat keva velo shenat arai. He never fell asleep in the Bet HaMidrash. Even for a little doze, he did not. Velo hirher bedivret Torah bimvoot amtunafot. And he never thought of Torah when he was walking in the dirty alleyways, let's say next to a garbage place or something like that. Abutai, we could relate to that. That's one thing we do for sure, right? Lo hirhel bedivret Torah bimvotam tunafot. Okay, we could do that. I think we could take credit that we also are not meharher betorah bimvotam tunafot. The only thing is, the chidush by Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai is that every other second of his life, he was meharher betorah. So to contain himself and to stop thinking in Torah when he passed a place that was not becoming, that was not proper for the Kiddushah of Torah, that's a chidush. For us, that's not a chidush. At least I'll talk about myself. It's not a chidush. When do you think of Divrei Torah that you're going to get credit from Mivu'ot HaMtunafot? Ve'lo iniach adam bebet HaMidrash ve'yatzai. He was always the last one in the Bet HaMidrash. Ve'lo metza'o adam yoshev ve'domem ela yoshev ve'shone. Never did a person find Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai on his phone. Never. Never found him not learning. Always he was learning. Velo patach adam delet letalmidah velahu be'atzmo. Velo amar davar shelo shama mipi rabo me'olam. Velo amar higia et la'amod mibet ha-midrash. He never said, Rabotai, we have to leave. We have to get out of the Bet HaMidrash. He never said that. Except from Erev Pesach, where he would tell everybody, guys, you have to take a nap for the Leila Seder, and Erev Yom HaKippurim, you have to go home to eat. Listen to this, Rabotai. Listen to this. By Yerushalmi Nedarim, he quotes a Yerushalmi Nedarim, Ita, Pa'am Achat Chala Hilel HaZaken. Once Hilel HaZaken fell ill. And all his talmidim came to visit him. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai amad b'chatzer merov anava. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, he also came. He was a talmid, but he stood outside by the chatzer. He was too shy to come inside. Amar lahem Hillel. Hillel told them, Hechanu akatan shebachem. Where's the young one? Where's the small one? Shehu av bechokhma ve'av ladorot. That he's a father in wisdom and he's a father for all generations. He's a father for all generations. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, I think we can safely say that if it wasn't for Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, we would not be zooming here right now. We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be sitting here if it wasn't for Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. How many Mishnayot we have in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, in Masechet Sukkah, that Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana in order to remember how it was in the time of the Bet HaMikdash. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, you know, he was 120 years old when he passed away. When he was 112 years old, 8 years before he passed away, the Bet HaMikdash, the second, was destroyed. Chorban Bet HaMikdash happened when Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was 112 years old. So that means that all those Mishnayot that we have that tell us about the takanot that Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai made as a Zecher LaMikdash were takanot that he made after he was 112 years old. Which means he foresaw the future. There are many of those takanot that it says, it's going to happen that people are going to forget, and therefore I need them to remember, and we're going to make a takana like this. When did he make all these enactments, these takanot? Over 112 years old. Usually when a person is over 112 years old, usually when he's over 112 years old, I mean, you can't even talk to the person. He's not functioning. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was worried about the kiyum of Klal Yisrael, and he ensured it. And he made sure it happens, that we continue, that the Torah continues. And of course, I don't have to tell you how he, you know, made sure that Yavne v'chachameha, he went to Vespasian and told him, please, Aspasianus, Kesar, please spare Yavne v'chachameha. Aspasianus didn't think that was such a big deal. He had no idea what Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai's story. He said, that's all you want? No problem. He granted him, and he got it. We're here because of Yavne v'chachameha. What did they do in Yavne? What do you think they did in Yavne? Yavne is where they gathered all together, all the survivors, all the sages who survived the Chorban Beit HaMikdash. They gathered and they brought back all the Torah that could have been lost, that could have been forgotten, and they put it down in Mishnayot. The first Masechet, the earliest Masechet that was formulated was Masechet Eduyot. Not Idiyis, not Idiyis. Eduyot. Know how to say the word. Eduyot. Maze Masechet Eduyot? Masechet Eduyot means it's a Masechet filled with random halachot. It has no topic. If anybody asks you, or let's say I should say, if you ask someone, what is the topic of Masechet Eduyot? If he tells you it's the laws of testimonies, then you know he doesn't know what he's talking about, right? He'll think Eduyot, Edut, means testimony. No, it doesn't have a topic. Even one Mishnah in Masechet Eduyot has, let's say, five lines, five topics. What kind of Masechet is this? Masechet Eduyot is random statements by Chachamim that came to the Sanhedrin that was built in Yavne, and they started their words by Heid Rabbi so-and-so. Rabbi so-and-so testified that the halakha before the Chorban Beit HaMikdash was taught like this and like this. And they canonized it. They gave a stamp on it. The Sanhedrin agreed. Yes, that's what's going to be written. Next one. Came along Rabbi Yehuda. Came along Rabbi Meir. Came along Rabban Yochanan Zakkai. Heid. That's Eduyot. So Rabban Yochanan Zakkai, when he asked for Yavne v'chachameha, he was ensuring the continuance of the Torah so that it will continue to be with us, so that Am Yisrael will continue to survive. Or else we would have forgotten the Torah, and Am Yisrael who forgets the Torah forgets Am Yisrael. Forget about it. There will be no Am Yisrael. That's Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Hillel says, where is the young one? Ve'en tzeich lomar ha-gadol shebachem. Amru lo hare hu b'chatzer. He's standing outside in the chatzer. Amar lahem yikanes. Let him come in, please. Kevan shenichnas. When he entered, Hillel HaZaken said about Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Lehanchil ohava yesh ve'otzrotehem amale. Lehanchil ohava yesh. To give over to those who love me, I have, Hashem says. I have a lot of treasures to give. Otzrotehem amale. I'm going to pack them with treasures of Torah. And Rabbi Ovadia writes in parentheses that Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai is begematria lehanchil ohavai yesh. Lehanchil ohavai yesh ve'otzrotehem amale. It says in Masechet Sofrim, Amru alav al Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, they used to say about him, Im yu kol ha-shamayim yeriot v'chol ha-ilanot kulmusim. If all the heavens would be paper, and all the trees would be pens, v'chol ha-yamim dio, and all the oceans would be ink, enam kedai lichtov et chokhmat Torah shelamati merabotai. It would not be enough to write down the chokhmah that I learned from my rabbeim, from my teachers. Velo atzalti mechokhmatam ela kmo azvuv hatovel biyam hagadol. And yet I didn't take from their chokhmah more than what? More than a fly who immerses himself in the great ocean. Which means it's a drop in the ocean of what they knew. And if only you would hear what I learned from them, that drop in the ocean, this would not be enough. So now we understand why Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Im lamata Torah harbe Al tachzik tova le'atzmecha. See, he knows what he's talking about. If you learned a lot of Torah, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, like, learned a lot of Torah. He knew everything. He says, Al tachzik tova le'atzmecha. Sheba lelamed lekol mi sheiflig betorah kama ushelo yachzik tova le'atzmo. Kemo shehu lo yachzik tova le'atzmo. Just like he understood not to take the credit to himself, because the Torah is endless. The Torah does not finish. It doesn't end. So there's much more to say. We'll stop here for tonight. That was a little bit, a few words on Rabban Yochanan Zakkai. Let's begin.